the president of the Detroit Pistons.
No, not really.
Yes, it is. Joe Dumars, who was driving home and just happened to be catching us. Hey, Joe.
Man, I cannot believe Mark Wilson is on that dogging me like this.
No, God. Joe, who's dogging
this
you? I'm just saying, do something. Do something for me. I know you can't. He says you should stand pat. I think, and I know it's tough with the contracts and the salary cap, which is what I hate most about trade deadline day because it's become kind of a nothing thing anymore. But isn't there something that you're out? I mean, I know you're talking. Isn't there something you can do?
Well, let me explain to you real quick, Cap, what happens right now. What's going on right now, Mark, is everybody's trying to dump players that they don't want to try to get somebody to help them make a playoff. Everybody's trying to do the same thing that you guys are saying, Mark, that you're saying that you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, they don't want to give up anything that's going to help you make a playoff run. The second thing, Mark, is if you stand pat and don't do anything right now, it's not with the mindset of just it's Weber or bust. Please, please understand that when, like right now, a lot of stuff is going on. When you're under the cap, Mark, even if you don't get Weber, we have about three different scenarios right now where we could get some real big-time players this summer through trades because we're the ones who are under the cap that can take on certain guys.
Right.
So that's why I say, you know, it's not just about get under the cap and try to get Weber, and if you don't get Weber, you're screwed. It doesn't work like that. So that, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, don't just stand pat. You know, I'm not for standing pat.
I know you're not.
For no reason at all.
But you're not going to make trades, Joe, just to try to please people and hurt you later on.
But see, Joe, I don't want a guy. You can't fool anybody in the NBA. We know everybody out there. So you're not going to be able to bring in a guy who's we're going to go, oh, boy, they got, Brooke Steppy's back in the league.
Brooke Steppy.
I know that.
I just wonder why this day has become such a day that you can't make any moves anymore. Not just the league.
Mark, I really can appreciate what you're saying, but I promise you, if you heard the conversations I hear, literally, people get there and offer you your 10th, 11th guy. Well, we could dump you this guy, and you know, we'll take Stackhouse and Ben Wallace. Like, are you smoking something?
But why are they stupid enough to tell you that, Joe?
Because people, you know what? When I first took over, Mark, I hung up the phone a few times, and I said to myself, Brendan, I said to Brendan, was that guy serious just then? He said, Joe, you're going to be stunned at what people will call up and ask for. And I said, oh, my God. I mean, it's just unbelievable stuff people call. But really, Mark, to answer your question, to answer your point, because, you know, you have a valid point, but I'm telling you, nobody will offer you a player that's good enough that's going to help you make a run. They're just not going to do it right now.
No, and I know it's the same claim I've been making with the Red Wings, that no one's going to sit there and give the Red Wings anything they want.
They're not going to help
them win a cup again. But, Joe, I wouldn't be saying this stuff. If I thought this team was a dog, I would probably say, yeah, fine, screw it, don't do anything. It doesn't make a difference anyhow because they ain't going anywhere. You could be a player or a player and a half away from getting at least to that playoff run.
This year, the way the East is set up, one player right now could help us get into the playoffs. I believe nobody is more frustrated and aggravated and ticked off half the time as I am, sitting there watching and knowing, you know what, I need one more guy to help me get over the hump. So believe me, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, maybe number four needs to suit up again.
No.
That's the player.
You know what?
Joe needs to suit up again. Joe, hey, come back.
When Mario Lemieux did it, somebody said, well, Joe, Mario Lemieux did it. I said, yeah, he gets 30-second shifts, though. He gets to sit out at 30 seconds.